cosmos, okay, but there's two views. One, the objective view, and the second, the subjective view. The objective view is generally the one that modern science adapts. Well, let's just stay with the something about that, how this is, remember the criticism Einstein had then when the quantum physics came. The subjective then is, yeah, us within here, right? Well, there's a problem with those two, if you look at them closer, or one of them. This view here, the objective so-called one, doesn't exist. An eye floating in the sky. Well, that is the view of God. And that's why, of course, God is sometimes symbolically drawn that way in the churches. Seeing eye. Thank you. So yeah. You know, or either that view is simply imaginary, right? And then go over to that image of the space, air, and universe. Or, you know, whose view is this? So we say point of view, we mean it literally. Because no matter what you would prefer, there is really only a subjective view. But here in the case, it's a subjective, objective view of God. So something like that, and then we could return to that. First time we just mention it. There are two, you know, different kinds of views. For example, this one, you can see it from here, from the outside, or from the inside. Or when you describe a country, if I went to visit a country, you can describe the geography or the people. Take those two there. After the old Scandinavian cosmos. And then we'll return to the second one of them. After quantum physics, and we'll get more into that, because then we can apply that reasoning there. And we can return to it later too, when talking about the virtual stuff.